This is Laura Hamburg with Kate Magruder for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we're bringing you the story of Table Mountain Ranch, a commune in Albion which lasted for 20 years.
We'll hear from two of the commune's earliest settlers, Zoe Abel and Bill Heil. Bill, who describes himself as an aging hippie, runs a sawmill business, and Zoe is a lifelong educator.
Zoe grew up on the East Coast with her Yiddish-speaking grandmother. Bill was a Bible student in a German household in deep South Alabama. Zoe and Bill were each looking for their tribe. They found it on a piece of land at the end of Albion Ridge Road.
My name is Zoe Abel. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, November 8th, 1939. I think what shaped me as a young person growing up was being Jewish. I lived with my grandmother who had spoke Yiddish, and then I lived in an area where later when my mother remarried and I lived in an area where we were pretty the only Jewish family. So I think the sense of being different started actually at that time. So I came to the West Coast in 67. I was getting divorced and I had a one-year-old. And one day, we lived in Boston, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I was dressing her to go outside and dressing myself to go outside. And by the time she had on all her snow things that she needed, and I went down the stairs and out into the snow, I stood there for one moment and said, I'm moving. And that was pretty much when I left the East Coast. I didn't know anything about California. I didn't know anything, period. Pretty much. And I came looking, there were people who were being arrested for political activities, and I thought, oh, maybe I can help take care of kids when they're jailed. And then there were the diggers in San Francisco. I met a man who lived in the Haight and just saw things that I had just very, very vaguely heard about. So I was looking for a place to have a group of people and do something with kids.
My name is Bill Heil. I was born in 1940. In Alabama. My grandfather belonged to some evangelical movement. The church was very much a part of my life. The way it affected me the most was it scared hell out of me. But I really thought that the world was going to come to an end and that I really had no choice but to get with the program. As I got older, I realized that there's something was wrong in what I believed. While I was at the University of Alabama, somebody had gotten a copy of the Oracle.
Remind us what the Oracle is.
The Oracle was an incredible psychedelic hippie newspaper that ran an interview with Timothy Leary and Alan Watts and people. I realized that that was much more in line with what I wanted to look for. There was a young man, probably about my age then, but he ended up with some money and a kind of loose ends, and people were talking about communes. And he decided to just go into Haight-Ashbury, rent a flat, and ask people to come live with him that he thought might be interesting to live with. And one of those people actually was Zoe Abel.
The man that I was, whose house I was staying in, which was a semi-communal house, that was in San Francisco, he heard about a place for sale, and he was looking. That's how come I moved to that house. We came up, and basically, he bought the place.
That place, Table Mountain Ranch Commune on Albion Ridge, was first seen from the air by Walter Schneider, a former Navy pilot. Walter had left the Pentagon after his awakening at Millbrook, Timothy Leary's New York estate. Enter Zoe Abel's friend, Duncan Ray, also of Millbrook, who was living communally with Zoe and others in a flat in Haight-Ashbury. It was 1968, just a year after the Summer of Love, and the Haight had begun to fray. The idea was to get out of the city and get back to the land. Walter and Duncan, connected by Millbrook, bought the ranch on Albion Ridge, 140 acres for $50,000. Word went out, and a commune was born.
Within a few months, we had a meeting of all the people who were interested in being there from the house in San Francisco and from the people who came from Millbrook. And we said, okay, well, this is who we are. This is what we're doing.
I think the whole movement of the 1970s was we got to do things differently. And I think that was really the experiment we were having.
I did meet people who were from everywhere in the world who share certain values, look for a place where they can be with what they might call their tribe.
At some point, we kind of came up with the slogan among ourselves that blood is thicker than water, but consciousness is thicker than blood.
You just heard from Bill Heil and his friend Zoe Abel. I'm Laura Hamburg with Kate Magruder for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. These interviews air each Thursday on KZYX. To listen to these stories and see photos of Bill and Zoe, visit the Promise of Paradise page on the KZYX website.
Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.